the National League Manager of the Year, kind enough to give us a couple minutes before he ducks out to dinner. Mike, congratulations, man. Do you remember hearing those words through the monitor, or was it all just kind of a blur?
Yeah, Chris, I appreciate it, man. It was a little bit of a blur, you know. It was just very surreal, the whole experience. Still probably hadn't set in, but, you know, it was just so good to have people you care about around you when you get the announcement and be able to share that with them, because that's ultimately what this is. It's a shared award.
And you're in Jupiter with the staff right now going over some stuff, right? I know, shouldn't be surprised about that, but to have your staff especially around you, and to have, you know, those guys who are by your side in the dugout every day around you, I know how much they mean to you on and off the field. What was that like, and what was the significance for you?
Very significant, very important. You know, win or lose, whatever happened, it was still a nice accomplishment for the staff. You know, Oliver Marmol, our bench coach, Mike Maddox, our pitching coach, Brian Eversgert, our bullpen coach, Pop Warner, third base coach, Tubby Clapp, our first base coach, Jeff Albert, hitting coach, Joe Bell Menez, assistant hitting coach, and, of course, Willie McGee, you know, our outfield coach. And you know, it's just, you know, there's a lot of tentacles to what we do and allowed us to be successful. But, you know, our field staff deserves a ton of credit. You know, we use the WAR, wins above replacement, to, you know, evaluate players. And I can tell you this, our staff WAR is very high. It's a very special group. It's a close group. It's a group that's very sincere about caring about our organization of the St. Louis Cardinals, caring about our players, caring about them getting better, and then also figuring out every day how we can best use every resource we can possibly use to be prepared to give our players and us a chance to compete and win every day. And this group did that every single day all year long. And for that, I'm very grateful and blessed. And like I said, the team award, to be able to be down here with the guys to figure out how we move forward and get better next year, to share that with them is very special.
Mike Schilt is your National League Manager of the Year. You've been a part of this organization for so long, Mike, as so many have. But as you think back on this year, the postseason run, the accolades for your team, what's one thing you learned about the group that you have and the group that you will gather in front of in just a couple of months in Florida before the 2020 journey begins?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we want to capture what we did well. We want to build off the confidence of this past season. But we also want, and we'll continue to think about what this looks like, and I'll use former managers like Tony and Whitey as guidance for that. You know, how do we build off of it and make sure everyone's head's in the right place to start again and build what was a very productive this past season into springboarding from that, but also starting at a ground zero to say, hey, man, let's go. We haven't accomplished anything this year yet.
I know I asked you this during the playoff run, Mike, but as you think about the last year and a half, but your first full year as a big league manager, did anything surprise you? Did you learn anything about yourself? I know you continue, and you'll always be a self-evaluator and one of your harshest critics, but what have you learned over the last, you know, 10 months going back to the start of camp last year?
Well, that's a great question. Constantly learning. You know, one of the personal mantras I've always had that served me very well is being comfortable with what I don't know, but very convicted with what I do know. And then creating an environment that, if there's, for an example, today we had a great, the specifics don't matter, Chris, but, you know, we have a very, I think, very healthy environment to say, me saying, I'm convicted about this, whatever X is, and then having a staff member look to me and say, you know what, I don't think that's accurate. This is why. And me being, even though I've got conviction, or our staff has conviction, to say, oh, wait, wow. And then me giving that counterpoint to say, no, I really believe this, and then being talked to and you're the man, and shared with that, you know what, you're not as right as you think you are, but that's being comfortable with what you, thank you, that's being comfortable with what you don't know as well, that's a very good place to be at. And everyone comes from that place. We're not trying to, as Gary O'Rourke would say, we're not trying to protect our turf. Our turf is the St. Louis Cardinals. It's not my turf. It's not a staff member's turf. It's what is the best way we as an organization can move forward. And so, you know, maybe a vague answer to your question, but that's how we approach things, give you a little insight to say, hey, I don't know something. Help me out here and be open to that. But also, I'm convicted. I'm going to fight for what I do know. And then even still from there, look at what the best practice is. And real quick story of that, Mr. Kissel in 2008 was his last spring training. It was my first spring training of quote-unquote running spring training. And he was in the room. Of course, we didn't know it was, unfortunately, his last spring training at the time, but I just turned and, you know, addressing the player development staff. And I said, you know, Mr. Kissel, we're not going to change anything. We're going to keep things moving just like you've had them moving for the last 60-plus years. And he was gracious and appreciated that. That was great. And then literally, Chris, walked out of the room and walked outside to start our day. And he came up to me and he pointed his finger. He said, let me tell you something. You better make it better. You better not keep it the same. It better be better. And so that always, obviously, you know, 11 years, 12 years later resonated with me that we don't have all the answers. And we, you know, as Adam Olson would say, our head trainer, once you think you're ripe, you're rotten. So, you know, we just look and continue to figure out a way to be better and be open-minded about it and then find our best practice and then be convicted like heck to go after it.
Mike, we'll let you get to dinner, but you mentioned Mr. Kissel, or whether it's, you know, Dave Ricketts, Red Shanding, so many that have, you know, helped pave the way for you. I know you're thinking about your mom, and we've been thinking about you and your family with her passing, and offer our condolences to you guys. But what was it like to share, you know, becoming a big league manager with her? I know you told us that was your first call, and the ride of the last year and a half and getting into the postseason. What was that like, and what were you thinking about as you were named the National League Manager of the Year and thinking about your mom?
You know, I just took a moment before, and again, it kind of hit me. And again, I'm not a big individual award guy, so the whole thing was like, okay, it's great, but it was really an interesting experience. The whole thing, because you're sitting in a room, and you just got a camera, so you don't know, and there's Counts and Snit and the guys in their studio, and but you don't, I don't see it, and so, and then there's just, you go through the interview, and you. They ask you the question, you answer them, and then there's this break, and you're just sitting there.
Yeah.
And you know, so you're like, okay. And I just had a moment, respect to my mom and my dad. My dad passed in 97, and I just had a moment with them. Like, and it wasn't about, hey, I'm going to win the award or I'm not going to win the award. It was really just, and it was a little more geared towards my mom. I talk to my dad every day, multiple times, but you know, it's new talking in that way with my mom, because I'm used to calling her every day and emailing her every day and talking to her. And so, but I just had a moment right before it got announced, and just like, just grateful for them. And I was present with them, and I wasn't, like I said, I wasn't thinking about, oh, I got to win the award for you guys. No, I didn't care, because that wouldn't be accurate. But I just, at that moment, it's like, you know, I'm just grateful for what they gave and sacrificed for me, and the love unconditional and the support unconditionally they gave to me. And so I just had that moment with them. And then literally, I kind of got snapped out of it with this thing in my ear going, we're back, and they're going to announce the winner. And then it was announced, and I was like, whoa. So... hopefully that helped to answer your question.
No, it's fantastic. Thanks for sharing that, man. And man, I know everyone is so elated and so excited about the future. Congratulations to you, to your staff, the whole organization, the 38-year-old right-hander you guys signed today.
Absolutely. Let's don't forget that. That's the best news of the day. Forget manager of the year.
I know. It's been a great day and certainly well-deserved. We'll let you get to dinner, my man, and I'll see you in about 3 weeks out in San Diego. And thanks so much for calling in. Appreciate it.
All right, Chris. Appreciate it. Have a blessed evening.
All right. That's Mike Schilt, the National League Manager of the Year.